Tēnā koutou, I'm Stephen Day from the Walking Access Commission, Arahikoi Aotearoa, and today I'm speaking with Jeff Ricketts. Jeff set up and now chairs the Peabody Nature Conservancy Trust, which this week bought Elliott Bay Farm in the Bay of Islands. You can see a map of the area on our website. The Trust is going to preserve public access to the beach and also hopes to build a Great Walk Standard multi-day walk on the bush-covered land. I asked Jeff to describe Elliott Bay to me.
Well, Elliott Bay is a property of 700 odd hectares, 200 in farming and the rest in bush. And it's a unique property because it sits between the Whangamumu Harbour, which is south of the Cape Breton Peninsula, and Dock is the landowner there, and the Russell State Forest. If you don't have Elliott Bay, you can't create a continuous walk along the lines of the Great Walks in the South Island from out to Cape Breton, then from Cape Breton to Whangamumu, and then Whangamumu through Te Pahi Bay and Elliott's Bay and up through Elliott's property to join the Russell Forest. You have the potential to make a good three-night, four-day walk encompassing wonderful views, walks on beaches and walks in bush. At Elliott's Bay, there is a campground that's been there for decades that the Elliott family operate in the summer, and it's obviously very popular because people have great memories of it, and there's many families who have camped there through three generations of the family. It's a special beach, and there's fledgling dotterels there, New Zealand dotterels, at the end of the beach, which is good. So the beach is, you know, it's got some rules on it, which is no dogs, no vehicles, and they should stay to protect that sanctuary.
The Elliott family, which had owned the farm and allowed public access for decades, had decided to sell. Locals were concerned that it could be split up and developed, and public access could be lost.
So the property was up for sale, and I kept an eye, in 2018, I kept an eye on the tender process, and when the tender closed, I got in touch with the land agent, who said it was likely to be broken up into four blocks. And I thought that would be a tragedy because the opportunity to create a great walk would be lost. And because Elliott Bay has the beach itself, which the wonderful surf beach has riparian rights, maybe public access to the beach would be lost. So those were the motivations, I suppose. I went and saw John Elliott and said to him that this property's been in your hands since, the family's hands since 1930. You know, what legacy do you want? And I think he liked the idea of what we were trying to do. I thought, I can't afford to buy it. What's the best way to go about it? And so the idea of setting up the trust was really based a little bit on the Conservancy Trust in America and on the Australian Wildlife Conservancy Trust. So we set it up as the potential buyer of the property, and started fundraising. Here we are today, now unconditional, 2 years on from first contact with John. Well, I was lucky that the NEXT Foundation, which you would have heard of, I'm sure, I talked to the Trust Foundation, NEXT Foundation, and they were starting to formally looked at programs of national significance, and they were starting to look at programs of regional significance. And I asked them if they would be interested in aligning themselves with this, and they said they would. Here we are today, having raised $6 million. So, and all the money, I should say, it hasn't come from, no money's come from government or other institutions. It's all come from the community in the Bay of Islands who get the idea and get it that it's important to buy and have this land protected in perpetuity.
Jeff is excited about the potential for a great four-day walk in the area, connecting beaches and bushland.
I think in terms of creating employment and opportunities there, if we can get a world-class track, you know, of Great Walk Standard, which does require some upgrading of the track, and in terms of the walk from Whangamumu to Russell Forest, there's no formal walks there. they have to be created. But well, they're informal walk to connect them all up. The idea is to get people who can, for example, walk from Rafiti to Cape Brett, then from Cape Brett to Whangamumu, from Whangamumu through Pahi Bay to and Elliott's Bay, and then up to the ridge of the skyline, which abuts the Russell Forest, and then out through the Russell Forest to Papakari Road. So it's a great four-day walk. I've done all those walks in bits and pieces over the years. It's also rich in history, you know, about early Maori migration, and then Cook, he came there as well, so, and Defray, and so it's a very rich area in terms of history, particularly Maori, the early Maori migrations there.
Jeff Ricketts says the purchase of the Elliott Farm protects public access to about 15 kilometres of untouched, undeveloped coast. The Ipipiri Nature Conservancy Trust now has until 2023 to raise the last $2 million of Elliott Farm's $8 million price tag. Jeff's working hard with local iwi and other Bay of Islands residents to secure the last of the money and to plan how best to use the land in the public interest. I'm Stephen Day from the Walking Access Commission. Hei kona mai.